and welcome to the very first NFL Obsession Podcast. This is Gabriel James Corey, your host, and we are here to be obsessed about the NFL Football League, National Football League, which we will try to learn as much as we can throughout the season. We will be giving prediction, top tens, and all sorts of stuff that are going to be really cool. I hope you guys follow these podcasts, or I'm going to be on YouTube too, so I hope you're there too, and it's really good, NFL Obsession. So, this is the first episode of the show. It's the third week of the 2015 season. It's preseason, third week of the preseason game. We've seen some good stuff so far. I mean, a lot of the preseason stuff is meaningless, but it is good to learn about what's coming on for us. People that are just, you know, obsessed with fantasy football, this is the place to be. We're going to give them some information here. Right now, we're talking about what's going on right now. What is going on right now in the NFL today? Wanted to talk about some quarterbacks, which I have had my eye on. Not that they're anything to be with fantasy, because I don't think they're going to break out extremely, but I've just seen some very good play from them. We're going to start with the Redskins. It's Kirk Cousins, who I've seen. He hasn't played good, but I think he's going to get the job from Mr. Robert Griffin III, who was Heisman Trophy winner, and he was really good his rookie year, and then he got hurt in the playoffs, and he hasn't been himself since then. But Kirk Cousins, he amazes me sometimes with the throws that he makes. He's not mobile like Robert Griffin, but he brings something else to the game, and he's mature. I just hope that this year that he gets even more mature, and he could make some good plays. He could very well do very, very good for Washington this year. Second quarterback on my list of these three quarterbacks that I'm trying to bring to your guys' attention is Sam Bradford. He looks very good in preseason right now, and not to mention the Eagles, in fact, look very good. The Eagles look very, very, very strong. They're going to be very tough to stop this year. I can say that because I've been watching their games, and they look very tough. Sam Bradford, I mean, we haven't even seen a lot of DeMarco Murray. Their receivers that they got out there are big time. Jordan Matthews, guys like that, they're big time. And their defense, Walter Thurman and Brian Maxwell that they brought in, and they already had Malcolm Jenkins and guys out there that are just, I mean, if you want to get a fantasy defensive team, I would suggest the Eagles. They look strong, and you know, they look good. Here's what happened this week in the preseason. We're not done yet because it is Sunday today, and the Houston-New Orleans game and Arizona-Oakland game has not yet been played. Well, New England edged out Carolina 17-13 on Friday. They beat Carolina. Tom Brady did play. He threw an interception to Charles Tillman, where he snagged it away from a Patriots receiver, which I do not recall the name of. Then there was Detroit-Jacksonville. Detroit beat Jacksonville in the end 22-17, but Blake Bortles played a very nice game, as well did Matthew Stafford. He played a very good game. Kansas City-Tennessee was 34-10. Kansas City beat Tennessee. They played a very good game. Buffalo beat Pittsburgh 43-19, and that was my third quarterback, is Buffalo. Tyrod Taylor, he looks very good, and I think that he should be a starter at Buffalo. He looks very good. He's made a lot of athletic plays. I like him. I like what he's doing. If you ask me, he should definitely be the guy for this team, and I think that eventually he will be, but it's going to take some time. The guys are going to have trust in him, and I think they do. The team likes him. I like him. I don't know if he's would be a fantasy quarterback, probably not, unless you're in a huge league and he's a free agent. I mean, I think he could do well. So 2018, the Jets beat the Giants. Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 31-7, where Jameis Winston took some hits in that game. It wasn't that good for Tampa Bay. Washington beat Baltimore 31-13. There were some scruffs in there. John Harbaugh had exchanged words with Gruden. Also, Steve Smith and Chris Culver got ejected after a fight during this game. It was a big time thing. Steve Smith did score a touchdown before he was ejected. Cincinnati beat Chicago 21-10. Philadelphia creamed Green Bay 39-26. Seattle edged out San Diego with a last-second field goal, 16-15. Indianapolis beat St. Louis 24-14, where Andrew Luck did look all right. He threw one interception to Janoris Jenkins, which was it was a good play by Janoris Jenkins. Wasn't a good throw by Andrew Luck. Denver beat San Francisco 19-12, where Peyton Manning was intercepted. It was a good game, all good games. So, I mean, that's really what happened this week. Cousins, he did well. Julio Jones also signed a 5-year extension. That was a news. The Eagles offense has really surprised me. He looks good. And they've just been powerful. Their defense as well. The Lions with Amar Abdullah, he looks really good, and he could be a big time fantasy player, because this is the time where the fantasy leagues are getting created. This is where they're drafting people. I mean, this is where it's all happening right now. Is right now. I would like to have everybody tell everybody that fantasyfootball at NFL.com, it's the best. I would advise everybody to join, anybody possible. If you're not on NFL Fantasy, it's an experience that you want to have. It's really fun, and it's going to take up some of your time if you're serious about it, but it's worth it. If you love football and if you're obsessed with it, it's worth it. Also, Game Pass, NFL Game Pass, for those of you who are outside of the United States, is a great way to watch NFL games. You only have to pay about $200 a year, and then you can get every single game preseason to the Super Bowl. NFL Network included, NFL Red Zone included, you get to watch it. It's a great program there. You can even get the free trial if you're outside of the States on NFL.com. Now we're going to talk some top 10 right now. Top 10 QBs of the 2015 season will be predicted now. Well, I'm going to give you the top 10 for last year in the statistics. Number 1 was Drew Brees, who had 4,952 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 17 interceptions. Ben Roethlisberger was the same amount of yardage, but he's threw 32 touchdowns and only 9 interceptions, so he's better in the interceptions. They're actually tied for first place. And this is not saying who the best quarterback is. This is statistics in the passing yards. Andrew Luck threw for 4,761, 40 touchdowns, and 16 interceptions. Peyton Manning threw for also the same amount, 39 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. And Matt Ryan, Eli Manning also there, Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady. Those are the top 10 in yards. I'm not going to go through all the statistics because it's not really needed. But predicted the first this year, if I was to predict, and I'm going to because that's what time it is right now, I will predict Aaron Rodgers as the best quarterback in the league. We're talking about best quarterbacks, and he's not going to be the best in statistics because Jordy Nelson is down, but he's going to show that he's still good because he's going to work without Uri Wilson, and that's gonna surprise some people. I think he's going to connect with Davante Adams and the other players he's got there to work with, and he always does. He throws beautiful passes, and I think he's going to be there. Second, I think it's going to be Andrew Luck. He's a really good player, and he's maturing right now. I think it's his third year of NFL football, I believe. He's maturing. And I think he's maturing, and he's going to be even better as he keeps on going on. Number three, I will give to Drew Brees, who he's going to have to do some work this year, and he's going to show it. Last year was not a great year for him, but I think he's going to come back, and he'll surprise some people. Number five, I'll give to Ben Roethlisberger, because he has all the weapons that he needs. Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, he has everybody, and I expect him to use them. He's good. Le'Veon Bell gives him this, there's so many ways. That, if you ask me, the best offense in the league is going to be Pittsburgh Steelers, with Ben Roethlisberger up there. He's big, he's good, that's the way it's going to go. Six, I'm going to give to Joe Flacco. I think that Joe Flacco is going to really improve this year with Steve Smith. I think they're going to get a connection going that's going to be like a dynamic duo, and I want to see more of them. Number 7th, I will give to Russell Wilson because of just 3 years and 2 Super Bowl trips. That pretty much explains Russell Wilson right there. He is amazing and a Super Bowl victory. He's very mobile. He good passer, makes good decisions. He plays like a mature quarterback. Number 8, we will be giving to Tom Brady, although he won't be seeing a lot of time. We'll still give it to him because he's just a great quarterback. And even though he could be a cheater, I'm not saying he is, but I mean, he probably is. If I had to say, he probably is. That doesn't change the way he plays football and how good he is at football. Number 9, we will be giving to Philip Rivers, who I think is going to break out this year. He played very well last year. I think he'll play very well again. And number 10, we will be giving to Matthew Stafford, who I think will have a very good year because he really has one of the best receiving corps in the NFL with Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate, and Lance Moore. They're the best. Now he has Amir Abdullah. They're one of the best. That's my top 10 quarterbacks predicted for 2015, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is the part of the podcast where I'm going to actually tell you guys a little about myself, because this is my first podcast, and I just want to, you know, let everybody know exactly who I am. My name is Gabriel James Quarter. I'm a missionary to Haiti. My family is James and Rachel Quarter, and I have brothers and sisters. I'm not going to mention them, though. I live in Haiti, but at the age of 2011, so at the age of 11, I became obsessed with the Detroit Lions. I'm a huge Detroit Lions fan. That will not show any favoritism in my podcast. I will still be giving you the knowledge if they lost in a good way, if they lost in a bad way, or it's not going to concern them at all. I'm just in love with football in general. I became obsessed with it, started studying it. First game I watched was the second week regular season of 2011 season, where the Lions killed the Chiefs 48-3. It was a really good game, and it got me addicted to football. Ever since then, I've been addicted. Now I'm starting a podcast about it, and I just hope that this podcast will take it to the limit and show people, football is important. I mean, it's not the most important thing in life, but it's fun. It's a hobby. I hope that people listen to this and that I'm interesting enough for them. I hope they watch my YouTube channel, and I just hope you guys understand what I'm trying to do here. I mean, I'm just trying to show football. And when we get into the regular season, there's going to be a lot more time taken up in these episodes. I'm hoping like 20, 30-minute episodes. Right now, it's only going to be about 10 because I'm pretty much done. I'm just getting a quarter. That's me. I'm 15 years old. I love football. Love Detroit Lions. And I really love people. I love talking to people, and that's why I'm doing this podcast. If you're on YouTube, then I will be showing some of the preseason highlights from the quarterbacks I mentioned on this YouTube video. But if you're not, then this is the end of the show, and we will see you next time. Thanks for listening to NFL Obsession. We appreciate it, and I hope that I get to see you guys on the next episode. Bye. Gabriel James Quarter.